What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. It's March 23rd, 2025. So you know what that means. Brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, streaming live on the Kicking Out Podcast YouTube channel and Facebook page. Once again, it's not a three-man crew tonight. No. But the good news, it's a four-man crew. It's not a two-man crew tonight. It's a four-man crew. I'm Tanner Lee. Paul Zartman, co-host Paul Zartman in the house, co-host Austin Shepard, the reigning defending KOP predictions champion, and our good buddy Pluggo from Love Wrestling's Between Two Beards is joining us. Fellas, what's going on? Pluggo, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. Anytime I can come hang out with you guys is a good time. Shep, enjoy that thing, because I don't know how you want it to begin with. Luck. And it's not going to be there for very long. So just know we're coming for you, me and JPJ.
See,
you know what?
Go
ahead, Paul.
He only won it because when Tanner was champion, he got tired of all these ties in this. We used to have this, you know, bonus 5-point pick that was just off the wall or something along those lines. And if you got those bonus 5 points, it would ensure there was no tie. Well, Tanner didn't like that, and as champion, Tanner decided to do away with it.
All right.
So Shep won because of that, and he retained because of that exact same reason as well. We now have a champion's advantage because Tanner was a little wimp.
It's true. And I mean, I complained. I think JPJ and I complained about the last time there was a champion's advantage. But now I kind of like it.
Now that you're champion, you're all
on the right side of it.
So take that, boys.
Weird how that works. It's all right. Enjoy it while you can. Shine it up real nice and just make sure you get it sent my way. I'm only a few towns over.
That's true. Definitely not going out east.
Yeah. If JPJ gets a hold of this thing, the shipping costs could be a little more expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
That's okay. If JPJ wins, I can ship. I got a commercial account. I might put a little goodies in the bag with it though.
It's just
a heads up, big boy.
But
it's all in fun.
But Pluggo and JPJ will be joining us sometime in 2 weeks. Of course, it won't be 2 weeks from now because that's when the Dynasty pay per view is taking place. But sometime in 2 weeks for our AW Dynasty predictions, which the KOB predictions title will be on the line. So looking forward to that. Yeah. And Pluggo, congratulations on your guys having your 200th episode on Between Two Beards Thursday night. That's a pretty cool milestone.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I took down all the fancy decorations because I just didn't want to show off. But 200 episodes is pretty crazy to think that we started this thing 4 years ago, and here we are. So very, very cool. Now what is the like in the best of terms? We hit 200. Now what? 200 more, I guess.
500.
Keep rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll just keep pushing.
Yeah. I got some comments here to catch up on what's going on, Steven. Well, viewer Steven Chambers, Logan Zartman in the chat.
Does he acknowledge our EVPs yet?
No, he does one. He acknowledges Omega, but that's it.
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Do better, Logan.
Majin says, "Whoa, our first three-man pot of the year plus the bum Pluggo."
Whoa! What the hell? Can I curse?
Wait.
What the fuck?
It's not me.
What did I ever do to you?
Yeah, usually it's me who goes after.
Listen, I know I'm a bum, but we don't have to put that in the chat. Like, everybody's aware.
That's amazing.
And Majin, I'm surprised.
You got a couple brownie points in with me. You say
it. I'm surprised Majin's being mean to Pluggo. Pluggo's got the Raptors hat on. Canada's NBA team. I mean, come on.
Did I get invited here to get ambushed? What's going on here?
Yes.
Well, Logan's on my bad list now. So
okay, Tanner, don't worry. I told you I wanted to get rid of that disgusting hat that I had to wear for that podcast. I gave it to Logan.
Well, he must not like it because look at that comment there. Broncos suck.
So. He doesn't, but he said a hat's a hat. I'll wear it.
No. All right, better than the Browns. Stephen Chambers, AEW news. Did you guys see ROH Supercard of Honor move to May 2nd at the Boardwalk Atlantic City? Yes, I did see that today.
Yeah.
It's kind of their old stomping ground, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After Mania, a couple weeks after Mania.
We won't know the full card until, you know, May 1st. But
no, you're honest to God there.
Too. Actually, it might be May 2nd around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're like, oh, by the way.
We have a scramble match.
Yeah.
Imagine, hey, Plugger, that's a nice blue SmackDown title behind you. Would be a shame if somebody were to pull out the briefcase, cash in.
Well, after the shit you were talking, go right ahead, bud. Come on over.
And Brandon James, how about Dynamite with Moxley? Oh yeah, we'll be getting into that. That's the
something happened.
That's the title of tonight's podcast. John Moxley gets spiked.
Was he a lemonade?
Ooh.
I would not mind a spiked lemonade. We call those a John Daly where I come from.
Hey, speaking of spiked lemonade, hey Shep, I got a question for you. And Pluggo, you can join in on this too. Sure. What are we drinking tonight, Shep?
Oh, wait, we got to cover the brand.
No free ads.
Them assholes don't want to sponsor, and they don't even respond back to us.
No, they don't.
We're partaking in Sunday Funday really good. We started about 4 hours ago.
Wow.
But yeah, no, having just a nice subtle vodka in club soda with a little bit of lemon and cherry, and we're gonna have one or two, three or four here tonight. I mean we're ready to rock. Hey Steffi, who won the NASCAR race today? Just throwing it out there.
Well, are we doing that? Are we going around the horn? Because I am sick and I don't feel good. I'm drinking a cherry limeade bubbly burst for hydration purposes. But then since I knew I was coming on with you guys, I got me one of my non-alcoholic go-bearing American wheats. Since I don't drink, but I drink, but just without alcohol.
I love it.
So I brought me an NA to choke down. Not to choke down because it's bad, just because I'm sick. But
yes, fight through it.
I know. I'm fighting through for you guys. I'm aware this is like I told the boys last night when I did the podcast last night, I was like, my Jordan flu game is this weekend. Like I literally got out of bed, did the podcast last night, got out of bed to do this one tonight.
I
would never cancel on you boys.
The American wheat might make you feel better.
It might. So I'm hoping. I mean,
it always makes me feel better.
Well, I took a page out of Shep's book and I'm drinking Sunny D, only it's non-alcoholic.
Have you ever had the alcoholic Sunny D? Is it
dangerous? Those are so good. Are
dangerous.
Yes. And I got out of the drinking game all the good stuff, like
of course
stuff, like non like alcoholic coffees and the seltzers exploded and then like alcoholic Sunny D's and I'm like, god damn it.
I remember one of the first podcasts I ever got to do with you guys, and we started doing the drink reviews as my little niche. I did a Sunny D seltzer.
Yep.
And like, if I remember correctly, I took a swig and I'm like, oh shit. I took another swig. I damn near drank the whole thing before I gave the review, but I'm like, it tastes like fizzy water Sunny D, like had no alcohol taste. None of that. I'm like, if a mom accidentally put this in a kid's lunchbox and he drank it, he wouldn't know the difference between real Sunny D and this. It'd just be like, man, this is a little
fizzy. Would, because CPS would be at her doorstep, be like, yo, your son's drunk right now.
Your third grader is a little buzzed.
A little tipsy right now.
Shep, my favorite was, I think it was a pot. It was just you and me. It was a couple of years ago. And you had some kind of blue. alcohol.
The blue lightning and shit.
Yeah. Oh, God. You drink in your face. You're like, that's straight fire.
So, you know, they make, when you check out at the liquor store, they always had the little shooters by there, right? And I always look like whatever flavor. So the week before, if you remember, I got these little moonshine shooters and it was fruit punch. I took it and it tastes like candy. So I'm like, I like fruit punch. I went back and they had blue, which I thought was blue raspberry. My fault. I didn't read the label. It was called blue lightning.
Oof.
It was 119.
Yeah, it was up there,
man.
Yeah.
And I took it like I thought it was going to taste like candy, and it was gasoline. And it was live, and I had a little tear coming down the old cheek. But
it's on the YouTube if you want to go check it out, everybody. It's on YouTube.
We did not. We sucked it up. We finished the pod, and I have not had one of those since.
That checks out.
We got Steffi drinking some Labatt Blue. I like Labatt Blue. Oh, I'm having water, by the way. I'm boring tonight. Just water.
I do like Labatt Blue.
Steven Chambers having a strawberry margarita. All right. I don't know if we've ever had a margarita in the comments before.
Steven, salt or no salt? It's a big question.
Ooh.
Yep. And he also says a fuzzy navel.
I have one of those too, but it's just because I need a manscape.
Cheers.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's why they didn't bring me here for my dynamite expertise.
Wow. Oh no.
Because they'll all cover it very, very well. They were like, we gotta bring this bum on. Talk about his hairy belly button.
Wow, this thing went downhill fast.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't had much interaction with the outside world. Like, I don't get sick that often. So, like, I literally I didn't look at my phone for, like, 2 days. My oldest kids were like, Dad left me on red and, like, snitched me out to their mother. And they're like, why aren't you responding to your kids? I'm like, I'm just dying right now. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I'll text them back.
I guess we can finally talk about some AEW. Since it's been 12 and a half minutes.
Well, I was going to say, Tanner, do you want me to ask the other question I have now or wait till the end of the podcast for that one?
Well, let's wait till the end. Let's wait till the end. We're kind of in the Q&A type.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But Dynamite, interesting Dynamite this week. I felt like the show flew by. I mean, I thought the 2 hours just went by within like 30 minutes. It was in Omaha, which had a foot of snow. Outside,
yeah. So
made it a little complicated for some talent to get there. A lot of them had to fly into different cities and drive. I think Moxley drove 11 hours to get there. Yes, he is. Mercedes, I think, landed in Iowa and drove through the blizzard to get there. You can say all you want, Paul. She is putting on. She's doing some of the best work of any.
I'm not going to stand here, Paul, while you talk shit about Mercedes Monet.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you were on my page originally that Mercedes sucked ass.
No, never. Not once.
Actually, it was me, Paul. I wasn't a fan of her debut.
I knew you were.
But the last 5 to 8 matches, she's turning me, man. She's turning me.
Yeah. I mean, her and Billy put on a good match the other night. That was fun.
It was a good match. It was a good match, but I saw, like, the flow of the match. And I don't think it was Mercedes. I think it was Billy. I know Billy's been in the game for 6 or 7 years now, but this was her first, you know, mainstream on television, live television match. I thought it was a little clunky.
Second,
I guess.
Yeah, they're feeling each other out early.
But I think if you run this match back, which I think we'll see it again eventually, I think it'll be great. I think this was a big learning curve for Billy. Love the chance she's getting, and I think it's freaking to the moon, man.
That was Mercedes' 16th TBS title defense.
Mm-hmm.
So she definitely
she's what 16-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, she doesn't lose, man.
Easy, Logan. Easy, bud.
I will say this, bud. As a nerd, and I don't know if anybody's ever watched this, but Mercedes was in The Mandalorian. Only time I've ever liked her was in The Mandalorian.
That's fair. Yeah, and Billy's getting a lot of praise here in the comments.
Yes, she should.
Only 20 years old. She's already wrestled 500 matches. Brenda James said Billy's going to be a star.
Billy Starks, friend of the Beards. Friend of the Beards.
There you go.
We had her on. Had her on quite a long time. She's fantastic. And I know that she said Shep, it was clunky at the beginning. I'm always okay with like wrestling, like matches that start off a little clunky as you try to feel each other out.
Yeah.
What would have worried me if it was clunky all the way through and it wasn't, they figured it out. So I'm okay with that. I love it. I'm psyched for Billy Starks. If it means we're going to get Athena sooner than later, hells yeah. Because the only woman or person in AEW that's pigeonholed to one product, and that's it, it's Athena for some reason. And I don't want to hear this BS that they're trying to get me to buy the ROH subscription. That's why they keep her there, because that doesn't make sense. So I'm excited for that.
Pluggo, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Billy go to prom with title belts on her shoulder?
She did.
That's what I thought.
I've interviewed her a couple of times. Like, I know it was like a written interview years and years ago. I think she was still like in high school. And then when we interviewed her on Beards a little later on, I think she is just was on the graduation trail. So yeah, because she told us basically what she was doing at that time is she would go to school all week. As soon as Friday hit, she'd be on the road with her dad, hitting towns, doing the wrestling thing, getting back in late, going to school. The rule was as long as she graduated and did what she had, you know, got taken care of her schooling, she could wrestle as much as she wanted. And hey, it paid off, man. I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Athena Mercedes match. There was a report from Fightful that it might be as early as Dynasty. I don't want that. I want it down the road. I've been calling it for it at All In. Maybe that's too far down the road since we're talking July 12th there. But I think it needs a little more build than just putting it together at Dynasty, since that's 2 weeks from now.
The only way I can be okay with it being at Dynasty is if the title does not change hands and we get a feud all the way till All In. Like Athena says, you know, all right, I was off, yada, yada, yada. I'm not done with you yet, Mercedes. And they just build this thing.
I don't know how you make, I don't know how you stretch this till July.
I know.
I mean, it's easy because they're both on different shows. So in theory, it's easy that way. But you kind of already teased it with Billy being there, starting to stir in the pot. Yeah. How do we now go from, what is this, March 23rd to July 12th?
Yeah.
Without something, this Athena and Monet is something that you could run more than once and it'd still be special. You could do a three match thing.
Oh, yeah.
Blow it off big at All In if you wanted. Or if your ultimate goal is to move Mercedes off of the TBS championship picture and get her into the main event scene, which, again, this is what we have this problem with Jade. Jade was undefeated as TBS champion. When do we move her up? When does she get her shot? Mercedes is 16-0. When do we start talking? Okay, Mercedes, you're 16-0 here. What's next?
Yeah.
So
I kind of like what Steven's saying here. Maybe do a double or nothing. Then you can drag it out from May then through into the middle of July at All In. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Well, also, too, if you want to drag it out, you could also have Mercedes doing appearances on ROH, which would only help ROH buy.
That's true.
You know, have them appear on, you know, even have Athena appear on some television. We'd love to see her.
Oh, yes.
But then you would, in return, have Mercedes appearing on ROH, and you would think that would help their buys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know sure. They counter program a little show I do on Thursday nights, so. Sorry, ROH.
Just a little show called Between Two Beards at from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
I get it. I get it, ROH. You have to fit in where you can. But
hey, TNA counter programs it too.
Pluggo, if it makes you feel any better, I tuned in to Two Beards last Thursday.
I saw it. Thank you. You're the only one, boys.
Yeah, I definitely meant to. That's my bad. That's all.
I forgot.
I had a great time. You know what? It's a lot different when you're on the other side of the camera. You're watching it, and you can make your own drinks and say whatever
and you want. Every Sunday, I'm getting my kids ready for school, and I tell everybody I got to tune in real quick and say what's up to these boys and kicking out pod.
We appreciate it.
They're just like, we're forgetting about this. No, it's all good. It happens. We understand. that it's tough. It's tough, especially when you, do content creation. It's hard sometimes, and I fully, I'm just giving you guys shit about it, but
I'm blaming March Madness.
When you get it right, when you get a night off, or like, you know, something, you just want to zone out. I get it.
Well, Majin, you and Paul are gonna be best friends talking crap about Mercedes here. So, Majin's ultimate goal is to get Mercedes out of the company.
Why? What is that?
Okay, I don't want her out of the company. I just don't think she needs 17 titles.
No collector, man.
I kind of like it. I like the gimmick. If you remember, I loved when FTR was carrying around every meaningful tag team title except Connecticut's. And I love that. I love them defending it on other shows. I love them defending it on shows that are smaller. I think that's good for the business, good for the sport. So if she shows up, you know, I think at Rev Pro with 400 people in the stands and puts on a banger of a match, good for Rev Pro and good for her. It's just helping everybody.
Yep. She had a good match with Indy at House of Glory too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that. Is she gonna show up in AEW? I felt like Indy Hartwell was a very athletic talent in NXT.
I think,
and she was in an odd storyline with Dexter and that whole stuff. And I just think she's a very athletic lady and could do some really good things.
Mm-hmm.
And she had Tanner, the band from Fort Wayne,
downstate from right here, Fort State.
They did her new entrance music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah, they did. Formerly, I can't think of his name right now. Formerly Baron Corbin's theme song too.
He's going by two different names now.
Yeah. Oh, that is tonight, Steven. I knew I was forgetting something. I've been so out of it. I haven't watched anything.
The Chris Bay Benefit Show.
I've been watching. Just I don't know how y'all get when you get sick, but I just put on like I watched Friday, and I watched like Hoosiers back to back, which is like a weird back-to-back sequence of movies, but I was just like, you know what?
Then
I watched Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour 3.
So you went from Friday to Hoosiers?
Yeah, just like...
R.I.P. Gene Hackman, right?
But that's my transition. I was just like, I don't feel good, so this will work.
I mean, it is Indiana State Tournament basketball now, so it's very, very appropriate.
For sure.
Yep.
But, good shout out to everybody wrestling on the Chris Bay Show. That's awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely. And
is that Chris May. Is that streamed on Thriller tonight?
I think so.
Is it?
Okay. So. I don't know if there's a cost to it or not, or if it's included, but I know it is on Thriller.
Anyway,
have to tune into that later.
Well, what do you guys think about the opening Dynamite? The four-way match for the Dynasty International Championship Eliminator Tournament. In the end, we didn't get a clear winner, because Ricochet and Speedball Mike Bailey both pinned each other. So we're getting a three-way match at Dynasty between Kenny Omega, Ricochet, and Speedball Mike Bailey. Now, Shep, I know you normally don't like three-way matches or triple threat matches. You call it lazy booking. But in this case, how are you feeling about it?
So I had my mixed emotions about it. Like, literally, this is Speedball's second match, and all of a sudden he's in a title match. Like, why rush him, right? But what we've seen in the past, when we bring a new talent into AEW, if he has a couple matches on TV, then all of a sudden he just fades away in the distance. So I kind of like this, where he's had two matches, all of a sudden now he's in a title match. He's in a three-way match, so he necessarily doesn't have to take the pinfall, okay? But we're not going to lose Speedball from him having a match here, collision. Next thing you know, he's on ROH. So I kind of like this. Like, if I'm saying that correctly, because me, you know me about the trios matches. So I think it's going to be good. He doesn't have to take the pinfall, but yet we don't have to take the title off of Omega. Not saying I'm giving my predictions away. And I thought the four-way match had a little bit of everything in it. We had some comedy.
Oh, yeah.
We had some comedy. We had some really good technical wrestling. We had some high flying wrestling. We had the big bruiser in Davis. Like, I thought it was one of the best four-way well-rounded matches we've seen in a while. Again,
I would have to agree.
I'm going into that match not being real optimistic. They proved me wrong. I thought it was a great opening match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Set the bar low, Shep. You're never disappointed.
I thought everybody came out looking good in the match. Yeah. I mean, I even thought Mark Davis had nice run of spots there in the match. Like Shep said, we got a little bit of everything, and I was fine with the footage finish. I'm usually not the biggest fan of triple threats either, but I'm looking forward to this because you know it's got the potential to be the show stealer of the night. I don't even know what else is on the card yet, but these three talents, their athletic ability, and I think JPJ is the one who tweeted it. See the reaction Speedball's already getting from the crowd, and he's two matches in AEW. I mean, that just got to continue to grow more and more.
It's because Speedball's awesome. He's fantastic. And to all the dweebs on the internet that were like, he sucks. Obviously, I haven't watched any Speedball Mike Bailey matches. You need to educate yourself. I had a contingency of people coming after me when I was like, just happy that Speedball is in AEW. But I digress. Yeah.
I just can't do the mullet. I'm good. He's good in the ring.
If I could rock that mullet, I would rock that thing.
No.
I could.
Man. Paul, are you a little jealous?
My wife enough not to do that to her.
Yeah.
She won't do things to me if I got that mullet rocking.
Hey-o.
I can't do the mullet. My hairline's, you know.
Like she likes me a little bit more clean cut. The ending, I will say, to Chef's point about, like, we see these, like, they sign these new people and then they're instantly in title matches and then they get forgotten. I don't know. Speedball's so good. I do like the idea of it now becoming a triple threat because I think Ricochet, Omega, Speedball is going to rule. But it is kind of like, I know you're not taking the title off Omega right away unless that was kind of the plan, was to just get it off to Kestra and then give it to Kenny, but then have it be a shorter reign just to get him to do and so, because I think we all want Kenny to go take care of Moxley, right? But I don't know if this is the spot you do it, but I'm happy for Speedball. I thought the match was fun. I had a good time. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, I was a little worried that they did the quick with Speedball. They're like, boop, all right, you're already in a title match and you're going to lose a big match because you're not winning that thing.
Yeah, Shep and I were debating last week on the pod. I thought Ricochet was going to win. Shep thought OC was going to win. Yeah. Neither of us thought Speedball was even going to be an equation to winning the match.
Well, that's so when it was a four. When it was a four way, you're like, okay, that's a chance for Speedball to lose somehow, but not lose. Not take the
pin.
For sure.
Davis take the pin. No offense to Mark Davis, but I thought he'd take the pin.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Speedball Mike Bailey and want him to win every match he's ever in. He's like the nicest person ever and he's a hell of a wrestler, but like I just thought that was a good opportunity if you wanted to kind of go, all right, we're gonna do something different with Speedball, but we wanted to showcase him. I don't know. It's we'll see how it goes. Maybe he wins it, maybe he shocks the world.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Well, way to be pessimistic, dude.
I've seen the writing on the wall. Okay. I'm just saying that, Pluggo.
Who writes on the wall, by the way? Who actually does that?
Well, I mean, there's writing on your wall with those shelves, but
that's not writing on my wall. That's stuff on my shelf.
Well, it's on the wall, though. It's writing that's on a shelf that's attached to the wall.
Not true. The shelves are not attached to the wall. The shelves are their own entity.
This could be a rabbit hole.
Kids do write on walls, Steven. That's true.
They do.
I've been watching a lot of Home Improvement. I did not secure these walls down.
Steven says, especially with crayons. Shep, your kids ever write on the walls with crayons?
Actually, funny story, you bring that up. They come home from the grandparents one night and they bought them these pens or crayons. That you can write on in the bathtub.
Yep.
So those I'm like, okay, those are cool, right? So I let them do it. It says right on the thing, you know, bathtub friendly. So they take their bath, and then I try to clean that shit. Holy, nope. Dude, I bet I was in there for 45 minutes. I had tennis elbow in both elbows from freaking scrubbing that shit so much. Those things got tossed faster than any toy ever. And I told my mommy, said, you ever buy that shit again for the boys? You're done.
That's so, yes. When you send the boys to her house with him and tell her to give them.
That's nope. That's why she sent them with him.
Yeah. She's smart. She's
grandparents are very smart. They send things home that they don't want. Listen, do you think in a million years when I was a kid, I was ever going to get to go home with a bag of candy? Absolutely not. My mom though. Here, boys. Here, take all of it. Take this. Yes. Take all this shit. Go home. Go home with your dad.
Yeah.
I love it. What I also love was
like how Logan said he writes on his wall. That checks out, you non-believer.
Yeah, Logan, respect your EVPs, man. Even though we haven't seen two of them on TV since December.
They need to come back.
They do. It's time.
They're due.
I thought Revolution. I thought for sure. In their backyard in California.
Yeah.
Nope. Where's Jack Perry?
Yeah, nobody wants to go to California. Come on, let's be honest.
No. Not
they
really.
Live there, Shep. So they're already there.
They're moving. I heard they moved to Texas.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Start that rumor.
Yeah.
They moved to Rochester, Indiana.
No state tax and taxes.
That's true.
There you go.
I really enjoyed the street fight Wednesday night. I was surprised it didn't main event though. I was surprised we had Megan Bain. Instead, main event.
I was surprised it wasn't an Omaha street fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They left the city out of it, which I can appreciate. And I love the start of the match, how they started outside.
They actually started in the street.
They started outside and worked their way in, which I think is pretty, pretty good.
Not that I can run very well, given my size, but Cope is the corniest runner. And he was like,
"Yeah,
I'm gonna get you, Mox."
It comes from all those years of having
Don't get me wrong.
Behind him and sliding into the ring.
Don't get me wrong. I digress. No, it was cool.
He probably busted his pelvic bone a few times sliding into that ring.
He probably didn't want to slip and fall on the ice. I get it.
Yeah,
I got to rewatch that now that you say that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Athletic
a dude as he is, running's not his forte.
Not at all.
And Mox, Mox is walking in. He's like, "Oh, there's just a random camera here. I wonder why it's here, right?"
Yeah.
Watching him walk in.
But I enjoyed this match a lot more than I enjoyed their match at the Revolution.
Me too.
And I was glad it went over pretty well online because a lot of people were crapping on it. Going into it, like, why are we running this back? This is dumb. I thought there's a lot of fun spots. Of course, the spot that stole the internet's attention Wednesday night and falling into Thursday was the spike heard around the world. The suplex onto Spike that stuck in Mox's back. And the funniest thing to me is all these people are like, oh, AEW went too far. Like, why did they do a spot like that? It's like, hey, dumbasses, that wasn't supposed to happen like that. He was supposed to hit the spikes, roll off like we've seen 1,000 times in every wrestling promotion. It just happened. The angle he went at is kind of a freak accident.
You missed.
Stuck right into his back. And it made it look like for an awesome visual. So was it gnarly and gross? Yes.
And then Wheeler's trying to pull that damn thing off.
Oh, my God.
And Mox is like, what are you doing? Hit somebody else.
I legit thought they were going to have to, like, stop the match for a second, have Doc Sampson come in and have to jar it out. But
the best part was when Wheeler was doing that, you can see Mox sit up, leaned over his shoulder and said, "Stop, don't do that. Go take care of Cope," right? And then he left. And then like 32 seconds later, the referee had it dislodged. He's like whatever Wheeler was doing was not the right thing.
To be fair to Wheeler Uter, I know we're making fun, but if you got power bombed on a spiked bat, in that moment, I might panic seeing that thing stick out of your back going, that wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah. Maybe I can just wedge it off real quick. And then when he right. pulled it and his whole back went like this, I went, nope, go get a professional.
Yeah. That was, yep. that was, that trumped the pizza cutter.
Yeah, oh, Wheeler, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wheeler, yeah. go get Powerbomb through a table. We'll take, let, yep. let the adults play.
Yep, he took that. And
did you imagine if you would have got spiked, if you would have got powerbombed into the spike bat during a spiked lemonade promo?
Yeah, it's like the pizza, you think the pizza cutter during Domino's commercial?
Yeah, do you think they would have been mad?
So knowing Tony Khan and knowing John Moxley in the future, obviously, this isn't the last we see a spike. Do we see a bigger, better spot down the road?
I don't know, man.
Are those guys trying to do something more over the top?
Not
it's Tony Khan,
away
guys.
From not away from a pay-per-view. If they're gonna do something crazy, it's gonna be safe for a pay-per-view.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying one of the big pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Do we see something?
Yeah.
I'd like to see this feud end.
Me too. And I think we're going to.
That ending was annoying.
Yeah, like once again, Cope doesn't take a pin. The Bulldog chokes him out. He fades away. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We've had two of these matches. This has been going on since January. It's time to go a different direction.
Yeah, Kip Sabian, Nick Wayne, Willow was out there. FTR was out there. Yep. The Death Riders were out there.
Yep.
It's the oh my god! It was so much, and I was
no Christian.
Like, No Christian. It's like,
which on, maybe guys. He couldn't make it due to
probably
weather.
Not.
Like, and that's why I see Steven up here. He says, due to winter storm, I really wonder if the original plan was JY heel turn went with plan B, Dax teasing heel turn, which, yeah, I wanted everybody's opinion on that after the match. Dax brushes not only Cope off, but Cash Wheeler too.
Yeah.
This frustration, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he's frustrated. Yeah. Like, how do we beat these guys?
Yeah.
We're throwing everything we can. I don't know if he's necessarily mad at Cope or mad at Cash. I think he was just like, what the fuck do we got to do to beat these guys? Like, we're doing everything we can, and they still figure it out. And it's probably frustrating for a roster.
And I'm good with the FTR turning heel. I think it's about time. They've been babyface for a couple number of years now. But I don't see them splitting up. Or Dax going heel and Cash not. I mean, there's still going to be a pairing, so no, I still think we get that heel turn. I don't know.
I think Dax can be one hell of a heel.
Oh yeah, yeah, he can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then maybe Majin will respect him because he won't be coming out there cutting a promo every week saying I'm doing this for my family.
Majin's too busy trying to learn how to make maple syrup.
And I'm the bum, Majin.
Steven said, I do the FTR heel turn at Blood and Guts. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little wrinkle for those guys. Even if it's not like a full-blown heel turn to the point where they just go, listen, we're done being everybody's buddy here.
Yeah.
Like, what has it gotten us? Like, we're helping Cope out. It's getting us nowhere. Whoever they were with before that, was it Daniel Garcia or some just random stuff like that? Like, no, we need to get back to winning championships and being the best tag team on this roster. I'm sick of this. Like, this doesn't help us at all. And if anything, it's just making things worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Give me that.
No doubt. No doubt. So now we know we're definitely getting Mox and Swerve Strickland at Dynasty. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. We saw Nana checking out their match. Backstage and commentary, and he made a phone call, assuming to Swerve. We don't know, but yeah.
Does Prince Nana leave Swerve at Dynasty?
I feel like it's coming in the next 3 to 4 months, but I'm going to say no at Dynasty.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with the matches Swerve had with Hangman, do we end up getting a stipulation on this match? Just because I felt like the hardcore matches he had with Hangman were amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we get a straight up wrestling match with Moxley? Because we all know that Swerve can do it. I'm not saying Moxley can't do it, but it's Moxley. Like, we always have to have an asterisk with him, right?
Yeah.
So do we get a little bit of a gimmick match?
I didn't watch this week's Collision, but last week he Moxley took out Swerve with a crowbar. So I would imagine
they weren't on this week's.
No. They're doing some weird like one night.
It's airing at 11. I guess I haven't watched tonight's. Last night's 1 hour was pretty
I'm an adult. I'm going to bed.
The biggest thing last night was Adam Cole and Garcia for the TNT title ended it with a time limit draw. Yeah, so you got to think we're getting number three there, maybe at Dynasty, because their first one's no contest, second one time limit draw. So
I could see Swerve. I could see Swerve being the one that's like, I'll take you on in any situation. I don't care. So maybe they get like a street fight style.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think I know Mox could have a straight up wrestling match, but we haven't seen a lot of that lately. I just felt like they got to put some type of gimmick to this one.
Yeah. Steven said we're going to have an MGF announcement for Dynamite about joining the Hurt Syndicate or not.
What, tonight or on Dynamite? Next week.
On Dynamite, I think.
Dynamite.
Yeah. I don't.
He should totally join.
You think so? I don't like it.
I don't either, but there's just something about it that just would make me think about it, dude. It's just MJF in the Hurt Syndicate.
The Owen Hart in the Nation of Domination. MJF in the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah,
with that god awful spray tan, just
oh, it is awful.
I swear it's getting worse and worse every week.
It is awful.
But ultimately, I don't think he joins, because if he stays true to his word about like when he had friends, it always, you know, when he was with Adam Cole and he had friends, it didn't work out. He's never going to do that again. He's never going to be with anybody. But at the same time, it'd just be. I think there's some funny stuff that they could do there.
Mm-hmm.
And even from a standpoint of MJF's a killer, the Hurt Syndicates are killers, like, you could have some fun with it.
But, you know, Pluggo, I think you can agree with me on this. Tanner and Shep always laugh at me when I say this. At least MJF's spray tan doesn't look like he has jaundice.
No, it's orange.
Yeah, it's orange.
Jaundice. Cole looks like he's from gray.
To be fair, Cole's has gotten better over the last few weeks. He's figured it out.
Yeah,
poor guy takes a lot of. He takes a lot of crap online.
He takes a lot of crap from people online that he could ass kick in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, look, Adam Cole came up to me and said, "Let's fight." I'm going, "Nope, I'm done." I mean, you win. In the last couple months.
Adam Cole's probably got him a nice little Filipino girl putting that spray tan on now since Britt's gone. So maybe
he's got to find a different dentist. So I mean,
get a good dentist.
Steve's an Ospreay and Hangman and the Owen. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Owen's going to be stacked again this year.
You know what? I hate the dentist, but if I had to travel to Pittsburgh to have her as my dentist, I might do it.
Oh my god!
I think her office is in Florida, or at least it was at one point.
Even better, I'll go down to the warm shit. Hey, why are you packing your golf clubs? I'm going to the dentist.
Hey, why did this restraining order show up at our doorstep? Because I was going to the dentist.
To the dentist.
I went to the dentist. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not allowed to ever go back.
Brandon James is predicting Hammerstone's coming in to join MJF.
Maybe. His last match in TNA was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Before he went to TNA, didn't he have a hell of a run in MLW?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Dynasty. He was him, Richard Holiday, and Hammerstone, the Dynasty baby.
Yep, those three. Yep. And Stephen Chambers said Hammerstone be another Wardlow.
Let's hope not, because Wardlow's never on.
Oh, man.
Granted, he's supposedly injured, but
I don't know.
For a year now? I don't know.
He must have tore his uterus.
Logan, don't you have school in the morning?
No, it's spring break.
What are we
already?
This is the second week of our spring break.
You guys get 2 weeks of spring break?
Yeah. Come down to the cool town.
We live in the same state. That is not a thing that happens up here.
Come down to the Ghoul Town. We like to party.
Yeah.
Where there's like 17 of you guys and no Notre Dame football.
Wow. There's actually 20. There's actually 69 of us. Oh. Look at that. I made three grown men giggle.
I swear I'd mature.
Yeah, I was going to say grown man is not usually a term used when talking about me.
All right. Old men.
Yeah. Immature old man.
Anyways, go ahead, Tanner.
I was going to go down the run sheet here and get your guys' thoughts on Megan Bang beating Statlander and becoming the number one contender to face Tony at Dynasty. Pretty quick accelerator or foot on accelerator here for Megan Bang.
And the reason I'm saying this is I listened to Busted Open on Thursday, and Nick Nemeth was big on this. You know, we talked about Speedball all of a sudden getting the rocket, right? Two matches in, title match. Megan Bain's the same thing. We're so quick with her, we're getting her a title match. So, again, I can get on board with them, even though they might not win the match, okay? But yet, we're keeping their name relevant, and, you know, it gets them going. So, I like Megan Bain. I think her statue is just great as a women wrestler. Her athleticism is awesome. I think the freaking out of anybody, I think her is the rooftop is unlimited.
I like that she's using the F5. I have never seen anybody except Lesnar use the F5.
Yeah, I loved that fact.
She's got to teach the people how to take it, though.
I would be a guinea pig.
She should beat Toni Storm at Dynasty. She's that good. Yes, yes. No. Shut up, Shep.
Oh,
I mean that would create a bonus.
You just said her roof is unlimited. Why cap it at Dynasty?
You know what? It wouldn't.
Here's why.
I agree with you. It would not hurt.
She's bulletproof. Megan Bain has been presented perfectly since they signed her. Perfectly.
You're gonna hotshot
her into the title picture. Let her win.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
Let her win and let Tony chase her a little bit. It doesn't have to be long. But here's what's gonna happen: you're gonna have her lose. And then she's going to fall back down in line. Yeah. And why cool her off? She's killing it. She's fantastic. Everybody's invested in her. And Toni Storm's already got that thing. This is her fourth time. Let her. Is she going to lose one?
All right. I don't disagree with that.
Now. Hey, Mrs. Pluggo's here.
Hi, Mrs. Pluggo.
She's on her deathbed.
Oh, Mrs. Pluggo.
Hi.
She's not feeling good either?
I'd pick her to win over Megan Bain.
You should.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You got something on your nose there, Pluggo.
Yeah, it's Mrs. Pluggo's ass.
Oh, wow.
No shame here, buddy. Happy wife, happy life, my guy. How do you think I kept this thing for so long?
Hey-o. You guys wear Tanner's one of those things? Tanner, you wear one of those?
Yeah, I wear one.
We're all married men here.
Guess where my wedding ring's at?
In a drawer.
Close. No. Tanner, you're the only one that could guess this.
Golf bag.
Bam.
That was my second guess.
It's been in the golf bag for over 2 years.
Does your wife know that?
I would love for Camille to come back sooner than later. That'd be great.
We still know who attacked her.
Is she coming back, though? Or because there was rumors
TK
that she wasn't.
TK said on a podcast last week that she's going to be back.
She was doing the Queen of the Ring stuff, so that could be why she wasn't there. But but it wasn't what she was doing with Mercedes was not working. So hopefully, if they would have given Camille the Megan Bain presentation, we would have been talking a whole nother light about Camille.
You know what though? No, I disagree with that because I watched a lot of Camille in NWA.
Mm-hmm.
She was okay. Okay, I think Megan Bain has way more potential than Camille.
Sure. But Camille is a monster in the vein that Megan Bain is, and they were making her be like this weird second to Mercedes, and it just wasn't clicking. But if you let her run through the roster, she's gotten better.
Yeah, she, you know, everybody's commenting also about Jamie Hayter returning eventually when she gets her visa issues settled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this women's, I think that's why everybody's been so frustrated with the AEW women's rosters, because there's got so much depth, talent, and potential.
That's why I switched to American Express, boys. I don't have to worry about my visa.
MasterCard.
I like how you discovered that joke.
You always have to trump me, don't you, Plogo?
You just wait until 2 weeks when I trump you to the point where I take that championship.
Oh, it ain't going to happen.
I'm only here on behalf of the beard.
Politics in here.
KOP championships. I thought it's going to look real nice in my bathroom.
Next thing you know what? Once I win this or retain this belt, I might do full Shawn Michaels photograph of this.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. No.
Maybe I don't want to win it.
I thought Tanner was going to do the Logan Paul stint with it at one point.
Maybe I've already done the photo shot. Shoot.
No, please. No.
Keep it to yourself. Nobody wants
to see that. If those photos get leaked before the prediction show, I'm out.
No. Put it down. Wait, all right.
If I win the KOP championship, does it come with a bottle of Purell? It. Yeah. Do I get some Purell with it?
You want me to sanitize it for you?
Yeah.
I will sanitize it, then I will send you the picture.
I mean this in the most endearing, sweetest way possible, but I don't trust you. Dirty.
Hey, you know what?
If I won a championship like that, I'd sleep with that thing every night.
Hey, not a lot of people trust the used car salesman, so
that's true.
I'd be like, listen, honey, I won this championship. Let's
let's use it as a headrest.
Yeah.
Bang bang.
You guys invited me.
Yeah, I know. Put
Tanner's like, God damn it.
I'm just laughing. I'm watching the wheels turn a Paul's head over here.
Put it up on off. Oh, OF. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, sorry.
You are the oldest guy here. So, I mean,
thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Pluggo, you have kids, right?
I have a few, yes.
So, I was sitting here.
You have four kids, Margo? How old are you?
38. I turn 39 next month.
Good for you. Okay. What's the age of the kids?
16, 15, 10. Oh, okay. Well, he'll be 10 in May and 6. So not
holy
six.
Shit.
Yeah, got a little bit of
so that. You understand
good for you, buddy.
When I say Riz, Skibbity Toilet, or Ohio.
This crap again.
I know the Rizzler. I don't understand my kid.
I don't like him.
That's why I don't like you.
What?
I understand the words that you said, but I don't understand what they mean. I just know that my kids run around the house saying it a lot, but I don't understand it.
The one commenting there keeps saying his favorite saying is what the Sigma.
Yep, that's my six-year-old always walking around going, what the Sigma? And I'm like, I don't know what you just said, little boy.
What does that mean? Huh? Sigma, that's not like a fraternity or sorority?
Yeah, that's a Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
That's YouTube shorts for you, my guy.
I don't have shorts on YouTube.
Yeah.
So they walk around saying fraternities? Is that...
Yeah, and Ohio.
But to be fair, we would walk around quoting TV shows. It's the same thing. True. It's just they watch YouTube.
It's the bomb.com.
Wow. Now, as a father of four, my kids no doubt are embarrassed by me on a regular basis. Paul, how embarrassed is Logan right now?
Oh,
he's right here saying what all this John crap means.
I mean, what does Sigma mean? You're a very cool, good guy.
So what does Sigma mean, Paul?
I don't know.
We have the internet.
I don't know. All I know is at one point.
Logan says too much to say.
What does that mean? What does skib dyed toilet mean?
Skibbity toilet, Ohio. Is what the stigma
in a recent internet slang expression is often used as a humorous or sarcastic exclamation similar to what the heck or what the. Oh, so I'm going to go beat some kids with a belt.
I'm just kidding.
Entertainment purposes only.
Did Majin just like go blow his toilet up? Is that what that?
I don't know. All I know is my kids and I think the Rizzler does this too. Mewing. Yeah.
All I know is the Rizzler is the greatest thing to ever happen to professional wrestling.
All I know is I heard mewing and I'm a nerd. I will
leave that alone.
Okay.
Yeah, you should, because I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not wrong here.
Rizzler, Jeff is not a fan of the Costco guys.
One, why not?
And I'm a Costco guy. Fun. I'm a Costco guy.
I've never been to a Costco, and I love.
Neither have I.
You're in Logan. South
Bend. Your son is yelling at you, Paul.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man,
my 9-year-old and his best friend always used to joke about going to Ohio, and apparently that's where weird people go. And then, of course, when I went to SummerSlam last year, they're like, your dad's going to Ohio. And I was like, why is that a bad thing? You shut up. Go run some laps.
Go take a lap.
Yeah, go take a lap. This is baseball practice. Get out of here.
Imagine saying, Shep, just go get a double chocolate cookie. Chicken bake. It'll become a fan instantly.
Didn't he say he's got like 4 matches left this year?
Dude, I'm not a negative guy against Costco. I think their hot dog and their pizza is great. I've never had their dumbass cookie, and I'm not going to order it because of that dumbass kid.
You should.
But I'm a member of Costco. I go there, but I don't need. Never mind. I'm not gonna. He's a kid. I'm not gonna say negative things.
Two kids.
Say it about dad. You know, he likes to give out 5 big booms.
Yeah, well, I only give out 5 big booms when Mama Wayne comes home. So
I knew that was coming.
I just gonna.
And that's why that's why his wedding ring's in his golf bag.
It is, and it's gonna stay in the golf bag too.
It is fun to piss off Shep. You're right, buddy.
It is. Yeah,
I don't think I ever get really upset. I just like. Well, there's some things that get me upset.
Yeah.
Does Shep do the JPJ thing where he's like, I'm not upset, but he's like yelling at you? That's my favorite trope.
Not yet.
But I've seen that on a couple of your shows.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I'm fine, but boy, his voice raises.
Well, when you have a co-host like me, it tends to happen.
I can't wait till next week. He's going to make a comment. I'm going to say, I'm okay with that. And then my voice is going to like gradually raise. And before you know, I'm yelling at JPJ. Oh, I'm going to do that.
To tune in for that one.
I'm going to blame it on Pluggo too, by the way.
That's fine.
Yeah, JPJ will be joining us next week. And then both Pluggo and JPJ the following week sometime for our Dynasty predictions.
Yeah, if you're lucky. My appearance be clears.
Yeah, you know.
I will happily do this show for free for the rest of my life.
Okay, just
all
just,
right. You heard him here.
Not weekly though. I don't know if I can do it weekly.
Oh.
But every time you need me.
Ah.
I don't commit to much these days because I'm in the prime season of like baseball and everything.
Oh yeah, you are. I know.
Yeah, I'm a busy, busy, busy guy.
Yes, you are. Here.
So when we do this prediction show, they're more than likely I'm going to be on a golf trip. So, but I'm taking my laptop, again? Microphone.
Yeah, it's every time we have predictions, he's on a golf trip.
Well, it's my second.
Hey, don't knock it if it's not broken. No.
So I'm going to be at a casino in Southern Indiana on a golf trip. Usually on a golf trip, I start drinking and transfusions in the morning. So you're gonna get the full-blown 100% probably Shep, just letting you guys know.
He's picking the Rizzler in the world title.
You know what? That's one kid I would probably drop kick. Sorry. I shouldn't say that.
He didn't do nothing to you. He's just out there living his best life.
He's annoying.
He's out there living a better life than all four of us combined.
You're not saying.
I gotta bring up that comment because
he wears
like,
a bigger gold chain and bracelet than my grandpa does.
He's the wrist
man. Why is Tanner the special guest referee? Is it because he's so skinny and little and worthless?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
All right.
Well, here's the joke's on you guys. This Tanner is going to turn heel and beat the shit out of both of you and join the Beards.
Well, then it'd be between
sounds like a nice offer.
Beards, wouldn't it?
It's not bad, right? No one would stop. What's up for you? Yeah. He's not growing.
They're nice to me over there.
Yeah, we're sweethearts.
We're nice to you too, Tanner.
You just called him a skinny weirdo or
debatable.
Something.
Debatable. Oh, he's just butthurt because he gets last at every prediction show we do. So
I am not butthurt about that. I literally
You've been on a roll, Paul.
Here to be wrong, okay?
You've been on
cope,
a roll, Paul.
Cope for 8 points. It wasn't for that. You probably had it. A revolution. Damn.
No,
MJF. I'm gonna get last. Again. I'm gonna get now. Oh, he screwed me too. So.
Just. Yeah. I'm here to stir that pot and get you guys.
It's not too hard to do. It's not too hard.
So, are you carrying Cross, Pluggo?
Yeah.
Who you dressed as then? You know.
Yeah. By the way, that stuff's fun. I like little shit carrying Cross. I love it. People are like, it's boring and long and annoying and no payoff. I don't care. For the rest of his career, if he just walked around backstage just needling people, I'd be down.
And I love the fact that he takes an influence from them. Like, he's got his hair straight for Styles. He did something different for Miz. Every person he tries to, you know, stir the pot with, he always kind of takes something from them and incorporates it into himself. I love that.
I think that's fantastic. I think he's great. Is this a WWE show? We dabble at times. They're called rabbit holes. Does Tony Khan know about this?
Well, you know, until Tony starts paying us.
Exactly. I'm agreeing with Tanner, which scares the hell out of me.
It should. Well, I got a Q&A for both you two. I know Shep walked away on camera, but he did this last week. So this is just to get to know your wrestling fandom a little better. I know I probably know some of your answers here, but maybe it's changed, Paul, since the last time I've asked you. And I've never asked Pluggo any of these. So
We've done an interview together.
We did, but I don't think, maybe I asked you one or two of these, but not.
It's like it's the first time. No, it's
kind of a rapid fire here. So who's going first?
Paul, you go first so I can steal your answer.
There we go.
All right.
Paul first, then Pluggo. Who's your favorite all-time wrestler?
Ooh, man, this is hard. This is one of those things that I've
giving the guys the Q&A I gave you last week, just FYI.
Okay.
I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, but all-time favorite, I'm going to go Triple H.
I would not expect that answer out of you. Okay, see, I'm
the game.
Wow.
He was one of the first guys that I really got behind.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay. Plug up.
Mine's easy. CM Punk. Forever and always. Like, that's my guy.
Check Magnet Punk.
He's the one that got me back into the wrestling when I took that. I think we all take that like teenage, early 20s years off where we're like, oh, we're going out to the bar all the time. But then you have kids and you stay home. And that was my guy. So CM Punk's mine.
Wait a minute. You guys went out to the bars?
Too many times. Why do you think I don't drink anymore?
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's like in my early 20s, like, got married to the high school sweetheart and didn't party. And then that obviously didn't work out. And then my 30s, I just like turned loose.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the opposite. Yeah. Well, you're 38 with a 16-year-old. I'm 42 with a 4 and 3-year-old. So that tells
you. Yeah, I got started. That's why I said I got started early. And then like when you're supposed to be, you know, when you're at home with the kids and need something to do and you put them to bed and you get back into wrestling. Like, I was always paying attention to it, but, like, getting into it where I'm, like, weekly into it, CM Punk, that's when he was exploding. So, like, that's my guy.
I like it.
How about a
Clint, right, wait, 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 wait. Come on, Pluggo. You were on my good list too, then you ruined it. You called me a bum 30 seconds into the show. How did I end up on your good list, dude?
You got some explaining to do.
Make What's sure. going? Make it make sense, dude.
Yes,
I can't believe you said CM Punk. You're a piece of shit now. I thought I already was.
Hey, Majin, I'm 42, but guess what? I still line up to ride Space Mountain. Woo!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Anyway.
They want your money.
Oh. Favorite Kurt wrestler, Paul and
Pluggo, you want to go first this round, or you want me to go?
If I'm gonna be in the air of the side of not saying CM Punk because he's a current wrestler, but he's my all time favorite. We'll just go with that. That's a tough one. I really love like Seth Rollins and Speedball Mike Bailey. Those are two that I go out of my way to watch it all the time. Or Will Ospreay's fan. Like, that's a tougher one for me because, like, I just like so many current wrestlers because I watch so much of it, like crazy person, yeah. That it's hard to nail down just one. Like Thunder Rosa comes to mind. She doesn't wrestle as much as she should, but she's awesome too.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. There's a lot that I really enjoy watching. Hangman, Ospreay, Swerve, Statlander, Timeless Toni Storm.
Yeah, she's really good too.
Those are the AEW ones. Rhea Ripley, Seth when he's actually wrestling and not being this maniacal cult leader that he's trying to be.
He's awesome. What are you talking about? He's the only one standing on business, Paul. He's the only motherfucker that's like, look, I don't like what y'all doing. Fuck that right. guy.
I get that, but then he dresses in Becky's clothes.
But here's the thing.
And that's weird for me. No,
that's a sign. That's a sign of badassness. You're gonna step to a dude that looks like that dresses like that, can kick your ass and knows it. Oh man, that's. I wish I could pull that off. I wish I had that confidence.
Yeah. No. It's hard to pick just one current, but if I had to say just one, I had to go Kenny Omega.
Not bad. I like Steven with the Stephanie Vicker shout. That's a good shout.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorite all-time match?
Oh, that's easy. John Cena, right, CM Punk, Money in the Bank 2011.
That's a good one.
That had everything. You could possibly want.
I would have to agree with you on that. My favorite comedic match of all time would be Triple H Shawn Michaels for the European Championship.
The Jackass match at WrestleMania 39?
39? No, 38. No,
I know, but I'm saying that was a good one too. If you're talking comedic
matches.
Yeah, Mania 39, that was a good comedic one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 38.
The WLC.
Favorite all-time pay-per-view?
Shit.
Just one?
Like, do you have a favorite, like, Mania? Do you have a favorite?
Man.
Or favorite AEW pay-per-view that sticks out.
What was the WWE? It was the Mania, the Yes Move with Daniel Bryan. That one was
30.
30 was good. 30 was really good. 35 was super long, but I thought it was really good.
Oh, God, it was super long.
It was super long, but I thought once I finally like watched the rest of it the next morning, I was like,
oh, man. I remember falling asleep during the main event.
Yeah, because it started at 12:25 in the morning.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was too late, but it was a good pay-per-view overall. I thought this past Mania was pretty solid as well.
Yeah, it was.
What Mania was it that Eddie Guerrero won the title? That was a good one.
He won it at No Way Out. That was the year of WrestleMania 20, though.
Oh, okay.
AEW last year's
Benoit won it at 20.
Last year's Revolution was really good. And then Mm-hmm. The full gear where they had Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole show up.
All out. 2021.
All out. That was good.
That was a good show as well.
Yeah.
I remember just being like, that was something.
That was a really good one.
I feel like Paul was going to say Victory Road 2011 main event, Sting and Jeff Hardy. I figured that was all you. That was all over you guys.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
No.
How about your favorite all-time belt?
Okay, now Logan and I have been debating this for a while. He actually asked me this question.
What are you guys looking at, huh? What are you guys looking at there, boys? Just asking.
Not that one.
Chefs is the KOP predictions title.
I've put a lot of thought into this. My all-time absolute favorite would be the big gold belt.
Ooh. Okay.
Followed up by,
I was really close with you, Paul.
Followed up by the undisputed title that Jericho won, and then the spinner belt. Those are my top three.
Spinner belt, crazy. The classic IC title with the white strap.
Oh man, I have that,
Mr. Perfect.
I love that so much.
It's probably one of my favorites, and then.
Come on, say it. You're going to agree with me here. Say it.
There's so many titles in the world. I don't know what you want me to say.
There's only one.
The Winged Eagle?
Yes!
Yeah, the Winged Eagle. Okay. I didn't know. You're a wild card, Shep. I didn't know you might have been like, you know, the Divas title, the first one.
I like purple.
But I like the AEW World Championship is very nice as well. I know that. I'm
just saying. That's my next question. What's your favorite current title design?
Oh, AEW, hands down.
Okay.
I don't like. I know you have it hanging back or sitting back there, Tanner. I can't get behind the look of that world title, and I don't like the look of the undisputed universal WWE championship or whatever we're calling it this week. And the new IC title is just terrible. Same with the US. Yeah, and I feel bad for the women because now we don't even have creativity anymore. We go, oh, you want a women's belt? Slap a white strap on it and call it a women's title.
That's fair.
So, and one last question for both of you. What's your favorite theme song of all time?
Oh, I don't think Pluggo answered current. I rambled so long about
Oh, my bad. Titles. I thought he did.
That's all right. The AW Big Gold's probably it. And then I do like the NXT, the new revamped NXT championships. It took away like the, not that I didn't like mind the rainbow look, but it's just more, it's sleeker. I just like the way they've done it. So yeah, and the favorite theme song, like all time, current.
Mm-hmm.
We are
that's tough because
Americans.
No, not a chance. I still like Swerve's. Swerve's is money, man. I'll catch myself singing that constantly. So there's that, and then of course CM Punk's Cult of Personality. Duh.
Cult of Personality is always a good one.
Is I'm Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know what to. You're up and you're down, dude. Are you calling me a hoe?
You hoe. I mean, Tanner, I really showed my age with my answers last week, didn't I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Grandpappy Shep only watches wrestling that's in black and white.
Look, Shep, on a Tokyo Dome. I love the Winged Eagle title. My top five would seriously be Big Gold, Undisputed, Spinner, IC with the white strap, and Winged Eagle.
How do you put the Spinner over the Winged Eagle?
I didn't say it was over it. I'm just saying.
You were number two with the Spinner, and you were number five with the Winged Eagle. That was, I'm not good at math, boys.
They're all interchangeable except number one. Okay. Big Gold Belt's my all-time favorite. I'm sorry. I've just always liked that.
Okay, thing. I can't argue that one. That it's a good one.
But all-time favorite, man, Dusty's or DX?
You know what? I was shocked that nobody picked the 10 pounds of gold.
You know,
I mean, it's a legendary belt.
It is, but just doesn't do it for me. There's a guy who held that belt that should never have held that belt, and it kind of just lost all of its glory when he touched it.
I mean, that belt didn't make sense in the late 90s when we all started watching this stuff. So,
yeah.
How many times a week, Shep, do you tell somebody to respect their elders?
Me? Yeah. Actually, in my line of work, I'm the young guy, so.
Oh, wow. Shep works for that young upstart.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm the young son of a buck. Everybody that works with me is old.
Yeah.
So. All right, go ahead, Paul, sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
And the last thing
I like it, Pluggo. It's a good question.
Last thing we got here, Paul found a graphic today. That's we thought we'd debate a little bit. It's who are you stuck on an 8-hour flight if you had your pick? This is between WWE superstars and AEW wrestlers. So your first choice is the middle seat between Cena and Bryan Danielson. Second choice is the right seat next to Paul Heyman. On the opposite side is Chad Gable.
Already done. Okay.
Go ahead, Chad.
Seat 21, I'm fucking yeeting with the fucking legendary Ric Flair and the yeet, and we're drinking all day long, and it's an aisle seat, which is my favorite. So, yeah, 21 all day long, no-brainer, let's party.
Anybody else?
I don't know. Seat 9 looks like a lot of fun. Dirty right Dom and MJF? That could be a wild flight, depending on where we're going.
Look, I don't like the guy on the aisle seat, per se, but I'm sure I could get some info from him. I'm probably going to go with 5, just to sit next to Heyman and just pick his brain.
Your name is Paul.
The entire time.
I'm going seat 14 in the middle between Randy Orton, one of my all-time favorites, and R-Truth. Dude's comic gold. I'm good to go there.
Although seat 2 between Cena and Danielson, we get to talk to them about their total divas time.
Oh, yeah.
Total Bella's time, yeah. Be like, John, why were you such a piece of shit to Nikki all them years? Huh?
What would be your least favorite seat?
Do you think that? Never mind. I won't say that. Stop it. I stopped. Never mind. I stopped.
Your least favorite seat?
My least favorite seat? Logan Paul and Cody.
You'd have to sit next to Austin.
I was stuck to Cody the whole time. I'd want to punch Logan Paul.
Yeah, I don't like Logan Paul.
Yeah.
But would you punch him, Tanner? Would you actually punch him?
No, I would not. Nope. Okay. Well, I'd end up in a coma if I did. So.
He's a little pansy. You can take him.
You realize how many double tequila cranberries Ric Flair and I could drink in 8 hours?
I don't think the flight would have enough.
Lane ride from hell too.
Oh, God. I could put a robe on.
Steven Chambers says, "Yep, 21 here, especially Flair telling uncensored stories, drinking alcohol." Modern said C29. I'm bonded with Kevin Steen as we drink Molson, of course. Modern said least favorite seats 26. Steven says, especially Cody's saying, so what do you want to talk about? That's pretty good. And Modern says, Cody has a punchable face. A lot of Cody hate.
Wow.
I mean, the guy got a bad batch of syrup this morning. Give him a break. He's had a bad day.
Yep. Yeah, he did. But anything else, boys, before we bid adieu?
No, I don't have anything that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, Pluggo, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Always. Go ahead, Chip. I always have time for you guys.
I thought it was funny on Thursday when I was watching Two Beards and I was making some comments in the chat. All of a sudden, Plugo goes, "Holy shit, Shep and JPJ are green."
Yeah, it's gross.
He was like, "This is weird. Like, what's going on?"
I don't love it.
He did not like that. But we
well, we'll see how much they agree next week. We'll see how much they agree next week.
Yeah.
It'd be great. It'd be great.
Yep. So
yeah, no, it was all right. I guess it happens. Every dog has their thing.
Get your stuff in, Plugo. Plug yourself here. Plug yourself and your shows and all your work you're doing.
I'm taking that damn title off you, Chef. Doesn't look right. Doesn't look right. I am Plugo. As you said, if you search Plugo on all social media platforms, my face does pop up there, and you can follow me everywhere that you are on social media. And then, like you said, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock on Love Wrestling CA's YouTube channel, Between Two Beards with JPJ. Will be here next. He'll be here next week representing the Beards. We do our show. We'll be at 201. I don't know what we're planning. Like I said, I've been out of commission all weekend for this, but I got up for this. And then every weekend with Blair Pacheco of the Grainmaker Wrestling Podcast, talking independent professional wrestling on Four Exposure. This week we will have Elliot Tyler on as an interviews portion, so we won't be live, but check that out. Elliot Tyler is a lot of fun. That'll also be up on Love Wrestling CA on YouTube and Four Exposure Pod on Twitter. And then all of my writings are on lovewrestling.ca as well.
Okay.
Good stuff, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks on our prediction show. And yeah. Paul, wrap us up, my friend.
All right. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. And be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go to get some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. And be sure to follow all three of us on social media. You can find the Shep at TheShep27. Find myself at PaulZartman87 and find Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. And with that, for Plugo, Austin Shepherd, and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!